Hi there, this is Will Price. I've got a home down in South Charleston. We also have a double-wide trailer up in Bug Tussle, West Virginia. And yes, there is a real place called Bug Tussle, West Virginia. Have you ever heard of it before?
I don't believe I have.
Well, I tell you, Bug Tussle is not a shopping mecca. You know, it's a real small place. And when we want to do any kind of shopping or get our mail or anything at all, we have to go to Hominy Creek. Now, Hominy Creek is a few miles outside of Richwood. And the Hominy Creek General Store is where we normally go there. The proprietor's name is Hank, a real good fella, kind of a distant cousin of mine. Now, I've got an old lady from down here in Marlinton. Her name is Arbutus Powell. Now, Arbutus, the first time I ever met her, we met the seventh grade. We were 22 at the time. She's 6 foot tall, 240, got a red beehive hairdo that makes her about 6'4". First time I ever laid eyes on her, I couldn't believe her beauty. She's just a gorgeous woman. Now, we've been together for a good while, and she's a real simple lady. There's only a few things that she really likes, you know, like as a treat, if she's been real good there. She likes a big mess of ranch, and she likes moonshine whiskey, and she likes whorehound candy. That's all that woman will consume. Around the first of the month there, she was awful good, and I told her, I said, get on your shoes. We're going to go down into Hominy Creek. To the general store there and get you something. So we made our way down to the Hominy Creek General Store. Right as we got into the general store there was a big commotion going on. I didn't know what was happening. So I told her just to scoop up her whorehound candy, and we put it in a bag, and Hank had put it on our ticket, would pay next month. So we scooped up the whorehound candy and put it in a sack, and I waved at Hank and let him know what I did, and I wrote her order down there on my ticket. And we left. We got in the truck to go home, and I'm not lying. Arbutus was on that whorehound candy like a hobo on a bologna sandwich. I just reached over and strapped it on her face like a feed bag. That way she can keep her hands free. And when we got home, she had already ate about all the whorehound candy. Didn't save me any, of course. And I don't pay much attention when we get there to the house. You know, I fiddle around outside and let her take care of the inside stuff. She made a big mess of ramps for dinner. Chased it with some moonshine, of course. And I happened to look over at the answer machine, and there was a light flashing on the answer machine, and I picked it up, and I recorded it, so this is what I got, the message.
Hey there, this is Hank down here at the Hominy Creek General Store. I do believe you and Arbutus was in here a while ago getting some whorehound candy. I put it on your ticket there so you can just pay me the first of the month when you get your check. Hey, listen, right before you got here, Clyde Greentree and Emery O'Dell got in a fist fight over a checker match here in the store. And somewhere in the fight and in the store, Clyde has lost that glass eye. Now, we looked high low, we couldn't find it. And I believe the only place we didn't look was probably in that barrel of whorehound candy. So if you do me a favor when you get home, would you take a look down there in that shack? And if you happen to see Clyde's blue glass eye staring back up at you, just give me a call or bring it to the store. And I thank you.
All righty, so. If you didn't catch that, we went to Hominy Creek General Store. A couple guys had gotten a fist fight right before we got there. One of them lost a glass eye. They looked for it, they couldn't find it. So I told Arbutus, I said, reach in the garbage area, pick up that empty bag and see if there's anything in there. She looked in there. There's no glass eye. Well, about midnight, she had an awful tummy ache real bad. And I told her if it wasn't better in the morning, we'd go into Richwood and see Doc Eccles and get her looked at. Well, the next morning, she was no better at all. So we loaded up a truck, and I took her to the doctor. Now, he made her get undressed and put on one of them embarrassing-looking robes, you know, the half-robes, and set her down there in that table and put her feet in the stirrups, big old floorboard feet, you know. And now he knows all of – she threw a blanket over her, you know, kind of save her embarrassment there. And he knows all about Arbutus and them ramps, so he sent a canary in first, just to be on the safe side. He put a carbide light on his head and had a little bowl, and he went up in there and shining a light up in there, and he goes, oh, my God, it's the face of the devil, and it's got a blue eye. And about that time, I heard, and Doc Eccles come up out of there with that little plate, and it had a blue glass eye on it. Well, I begged him and his staff not to tell anybody what happened. We took that glass eye home, and we cleaned it up best we could, you know, and I took it down to the Hominy Creek General Store there, and we give it back to Clive, apologize to him. I really can't help to think, though, that somebody in his office has got a big mouth, because every time I saw Clive on the street from then on, I could swear he was giving us both the stink eye. All righty.
Thank you so much.